from Hamilton Raleigh. WTCF News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WTCF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Evacuation orders now lifted for some Camp Pendleton housing. Even though fires have charred about 34 square miles of brush, they continue to burn north of San Diego in some areas. Favorable weather conditions have allowed crews working in some places to make headway. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy in the fire zone.
Firefighters have made a lot of progress. There were 11 major fires burning throughout San Diego County this week, and 6 of them are now fully contained. U.S. Marines from nearby Miramar Air Station have been flying more than 20 helicopters over the most threatening blaze, dropping 200 loads of water, each containing 900 gallons.
We've got to be at the right altitude in the right airspeed, because if we drop too low, that becomes a lot of water on one spot. Now we're going from a fire to a landslide.
Authorities continue to investigate the cause of those fires. At least 3 suspects have been arrested. The top official for Veterans Health Care, Robert Petzl, has resigned amid a scandal over treatment delays, long appointment waits, and falsified records at some VA hospitals. CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews says that Petzl was preparing to retire anyway, but his departure was accelerated.
This was a shove, a political answer to demands from several senators on Thursday that Secretary Shinseki hold people accountable for the VA medical scheduling scandal.
Chief of Staff Dennis McGunnis says the level of anger at the White House is high.
You know, you heard what Secretary Shinseki said, which is that he's mad as hell, and the president is madder than hell. And I've got the scars to prove it, given the briefings that I've given the president.
McDonough was interviewed by CBS Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett for tomorrow's Face the Nation broadcast. General Motors slapped with a $35 million fine for its delayed response to an ignition switch defect scandal, a problem linked to more than a dozen deaths and 31 crashes. Laura Christian's teenage daughter Amber Rose died in a Chevy Cobalt 8 years ago.
$35 million is a lot of money to you and I. But to GM or the other big auto manufacturers, it's a cost of doing business, and it's unacceptable.
GM facing both criminal and civil prosecution in court. Reflecting on the first state-sanctioned same-sex marriage 10 years ago today in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Clerk Margaret Drury officiated at the ceremony for Marsha Kadish and Tanya McCloskey.
It was a beautiful sunny day. Mass Equality served wedding cake in the vestibule of City Hall. There were flowers everywhere.
In Arkansas, issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples has been put on hold for now, the state Supreme Court ordering a temporary stop. A hero's welcome for India's new Prime Minister. A crowd in New Delhi celebrating the landslide victory of Narendra Modi. We'll begin talks forming a new government. The NAACP picking Cornell William Brooks as its new national president and CEO. Brooks from Annandale, New Jersey, will be formally presented at the National Convention in Las Vegas in July. This is CBS News.
And now WPTF News. It's 48 degrees and sunny at 8:03. A survey team from the National Weather Service confirms that that was a tornado that hit Durham. On Thursday, the team confirmed that an EF1 tornado struck about 3 miles southwest of downtown. The report showed the storm lasted 3 minutes with maximum wind speeds of 90 miles per hour. It was 150 yards wide and was on the ground for slightly less than a mile. No injuries, but according to the Weather Service, dozens of trees snapped or uprooted. Approximately 40 homes suffered some sort of damage, mostly from falling trees and other debris. The North Carolina Highway Patrol is joining counterparts across the country to get motorists to change lanes or slow down when they approach emergency vehicles on the roadside. The Move Over awareness campaign begins after last weekend's crash that killed a Nashville, Tennessee Metro officer while he was investigating an accident on Interstate 65. A tractor-trailer struck and killed 25-year-old officer.
Hi, this is Mike Haley. I've been talking about grass and gardens for almost 30 years on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, and I can count on both hands the number of top quality products that stand out for North Carolina gardeners. If you've lived here for a while, you know Wyatt Quarles Seed Company. If you're new to the area, the name may be unusual, but so is the quality of the Wyatt Quarles products. Since 1881, Wyatt Quarles quality seeds have been the choice of discriminating gardeners. Their vegetable seeds are grown in scientifically controlled conditions and are selected as the best for growing conditions in the Carolinas. They're weed-free, disease-free, and worry-free. The same can also be said for Top Choice, their premium turf-type tall fescue blends. Top Choice has improved drought tolerance and can handle the heat and humidity we experience every summer. Top Choice produces a dark green turf, is ground damp resistant, and is excellent in sun and shade. Genuine